Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 143. Today, we have, of course, our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Daniel Pompa, on the line, and we are interviewing one of his very special clients, and we have an amazing testimonial that we're going to share with you today. So his name's Justin, and he's joined here with his lovely wife, Brooke. And before we jump in, I'm going to give you a little bit of context about Justin's story, and then we'll delve deeply in, and you guys can kind of get more information on Justin and what he's been through and what Dr. Pompa's been coaching him through. So it's pretty amazing. But so Justin DuPont is a 45-year-old male who owns a residential remodeling company in Minnesota. He's in the process of regaining his health after being diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, which had gone undiagnosed for almost 7 years, as well as heavy metal mercury poisoning from amalgam fillings that were incorrectly removed in the last 5 to 7 years. Prior to his illness taking its toll on his health, he had been very active and upbeat as an individual. And the illness had gone undiagnosed for years, and thousands of dollars were paid and hundreds of tests were done through traditional medicine at some of the best hospitals in America, but no doctor could determine the root cause of the illness. So sounds familiar, right, Dr. Pompa?
Yeah.
Tested for Lyme disease over 5 times through traditional testing, all came back negative. None of the professionals were willing to diagnose or confirm Lyme disease. At Justin's worst point, his illness was unable to get out of bed most days. His weight dramatically dropped over 50 pounds in a short amount of time. He was very thin and frail, suffered from a combination of neurological problems, tingling in the hands and feet, ringing in the ears, low body temperature, and freezing all the time, gastrointestinal issues like leaky gut and SIBO, which made eating certain foods impossible without causing incredible gas, bloating, and pain. And he suffered from psychological issues as well. Incredible fatigue like he had never experienced, unable to walk up and down stairs, things like that, attending sporting events, and no longer able to work, in constant pain and exhaustion, and suffered from a wide range of symptoms any given day. He prayed to God to give him the strength to make it through, and I held on to the promise that he heard from God, who told him, "You will not only be healed and better, but you will be better than ever." So after traditional medicine and testing failed and only worsened his condition, he met Dr. Pompa by nothing less than a miracle, and Dr. Pompa could identify what conditions may have been causing the symptoms. With some further testing, it was discovered that Justin did in fact have Lyme disease and mercury poisoning. After beginning some of Dr. Pompa's protocols, he made remarkable improvements and has had lessening of his symptoms in as little as 3 months. He could start doing some of the things he once again loved to do, like playing tennis with his family and working again. Although his journey to recovery is ongoing, his health and putting it into action, everything that you've suggested, Dr. Pompa, has continued to get better over time, and he truly believes that he's in the process of living out God's promise and that he could not only be healed and be better, but be better than ever. So welcome, Justin and Brooke, to Cellular Healing TV, and you guys have such a special story to share, so thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, and what I always said, and I said to you, it's, you know, when God answers your prayers like that, you know, you have to give him glory. You know, it's your story. It's your testimony.
Absolutely.
That really changes lives, right? I mean, we sit here and we can bring scientists on, talk about the science, and, you know, but ultimately, you know, people hear a story like yours, Justin, and they go, "Oh my God, that's me." Right? It's like, so that's why you're here. And thank you so much for sharing it, because it's not easy. Now, I remember the first time I actually spoke to you. I spoke to you, Brooke, right? And you were in the hospital. I mean, you literally had a severe breakdown, anxiety, panic attacks. And I remember that conversation. And, you know, I remember saying, "Okay, I'm going to take you on. This is what I expect." Remember, it's like, you're like, I'll do whatever it takes. So, but yeah, you know, you brought up things there. I mean, I went through my first notes, and I think you hit most of them. You know, extreme fatigue, insomnia, depression coupled with anxiety, difficulty breathing at times, major stomach pains after eating, major constipation, gas, bloating, extreme weight loss, cold extremities, dizzy, ringing in the ears, sound sensitive. So, and you know, at that time you knew you had SIBO. But, you know, it's like it was methane dominant. And so I remembered something happening, because SIBO is, for those watching, a small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, where you actually have too much bacteria in your small intestine. Most of that bacteria should be in your large intestine, and even good guys. And they said you were, and Mayo Clinic, right, said you were methane dominant.
Right. So
they treated it, and certain things got better, then you got worse. And if you remember that, you know, because again, reading through the notes, well, what happens, there's two different types of bacteria, some that produce methane and some that produce a different hydrogen dominant. It produces hydrogen gas, right? When they treated, they killed the ones that produce methane. Well, the reason that you got so bad is because these hydrogen dominant bacteria actually were feeding on these guys, keeping them in check. So you killed them and then they went flourish. So yeah. You actually didn't realize what they did. But you know, what I had said to you originally is I thought you did still have Lyme. They just ran the wrong test. And we ran the iSpot Lyme, and in fact, you did actually still have Lyme. But even upstream further, I knew you had heavy metal issues. Tell the story a little bit, because one of the things was we found an amalgam when you had the dental work. You had like one amalgam that was discovered. Do you remember what that was? And I can look back at my notes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if we go back to that time, it was crazy because, yeah, the symptoms that you mentioned, I had all those symptoms and even more. I mean, I had pretty much every symptom a person could think of. But going back to the time where I got diagnosed with Lyme's disease that came back positive, the first thing we try to do is take care of any dental issues. And that's when I went in and got two teeth removed that happened to have the amalgam fillings.
Right.
And as bad as I was, I did notice some type of relief, you know, for a short period of time with everything I was going through once they removed those teeth.
Right.
When he went in for he actually went in for a cleaning to be done. They did the x-rays and they used the ultrasonic cleaning thing. He actually had, I think I had called you the day after or shortly after he had that cleaning done because his symptoms got significantly worse the day after. And you said, I bet you he's got mercury in there. So the x-rays, the dentist looked at him again and said, there's a huge amalgam filling in your tooth and no gutta percha was in place where the root in the blood supply and the filling meat. So there was a constant flow of blood supply going to this mercury filling and it was huge. It was a huge filling. Yeah. And so even that doctor who's no traditional or that dentist who's a traditional dentist at the time said, this could be causing you some problems, but you know, I'm not gonna say that it's from the amalgam, but he said I would definitely get that removed. So yeah. We're like, yeah.
And that was back, tell me if I'm wrong, that was back in 2009. I mean, matter of fact, a few things happened in 2009 because I remember starting that in my notes. You were bit by a tick, actually, and developed flu-like symptoms and a bullseye rash. That was 2009.
Yeah. Yes, and it was roughly August of 2009.
Antibiotics, you had a horrific reaction, if I recall, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes.
But the Lyme test still showed negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we took three different tests, I believe, three different times.
Yeah, I didn't buy it. Yeah. They ran the wrong test. We did a different test called an iSpot Lyme and had a different result. But in 2009, that's when they did this root canal. And so people know they take out the root, but they put this gutta percha in there where they took out the root. Well, they put an amalgam. I mean. Mm-hmm. With amalgam filling, which is
huge.
Huge. Yeah, the upper tooth had probably three quarters of it was amalgam. And then there was one other tooth on the other side that was a little bit smaller, but there was two different ones.
Yeah.
So obviously the perfect storm right there, right, Meredith? I mean, you see, you know, Lyme, mercury, massive mercury flowing right out from that tooth, plus, you know, past mercury exposures. You know, that's when it all happened. I think right after that, if I'm correct too on that, is you ended up in Mayo Clinic with massive SIBO, right?
Well,
yes, there was a number of things going on. That was one. The only thing that they confirmed was that I had small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, the SIBO. One other thing they did when I was there was take a stress test on my body to kind of measure stress on organs and everything else to see where I was at. And the high reading for the test was 80. And it came back off the charts. It was like 160. And they all said that it was one of the highest readings they've ever seen before.
Right.
Yeah. They couldn't figure out where, you know, what was wrong other than the SIBO.
Yeah, you know, and really the SIBO, as always, was just a downstream symptom of, you know, what happened, obviously, between, you know, the Lyme, between the heavy metals, which even allowed the Lyme to go systemic. You know, that was really the issue of why SIBO and just any of these gastrointestinal complicated things, whether it's candida, SIBO, you know, parasites, there's always something else upstream. And I think, you know, when I looked at your case, that was the thing, right? Even the alternative doctors, everyone was treating down here.
Yes. You
know, I even said, look, the SIBO, these things, you know, we will deal with them, even the Lyme. We have to get upstream, you know, and that's obviously what made the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I don't know, I'm curious. So Dr. Palm, that is true that the SIBO and the Candida, those pretty much always exist only with like a deeper upstream issue, that they don't usually exist by themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Lyme can. However, the people that get the chronic Lyme where the immune system doesn't beat it, you know, even after they treat it with an antibiotic, typically they have heavy metals. The Lyme, just like Candida and other infections, can hide in and around the heavy metals from the immune system. It's typically a perfect storm. It's never just one thing. You know, and we find that with those infections. And, you know, I mean, we'll talk more about it, but fast forward. I mean, one of the things we did is we nailed the Lyme as we were pulling the metals out, right? We've done cycles where we hit the Lyme with natural things to kill it while we were doing heavy metal detox. And we did it, you know, after, you know, we've done it different ways, you know. But the point is we had to hit it both. And as the metals came out, right, Justin, I mean, that the Lyme started coming out too.
Absolutely. It was a progressive thing, but after each treatment, I did feel a little bit better. I mean, every treatment, I felt a little bit better. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing really is a miracle. I would like to thank, first of all, God, number one, and then you, number two, or just what you do. And I really believe that you have a gift for helping people and knowing how to treat them.
Well, I appreciate that. And the only reason I do is because I've been through it. You know, I've been where you are. You know, and I can tell you, you know, again, it's the mistakes, all the doctors that you've been to, the best of the best, you know, really all of them. And it's disappointing. None of them really went upstream. You would have still been on either medications or just other supplements chasing, you know, the symptoms downstream. I can't press it enough to people watching this. You know, if you're going to all these alternative doctors and you've already been down the regular allopathic side of things, taking medications, you're still not feeling well. There's still something upstream. It's the bottom line, you know.
Yep.
It often takes years. You know, I think that you were able to get through it faster than most is because so much happened right there with that one filling. You know, whereas, you know, myself, I was poisoned from the time I was a kid, right? I mean, it just kept building and building and building. But, I mean, you had two major things happen right there in 2009, you know, where the bottom just fell out. But let's talk a little bit about the process, because – And y'all could probably even, like I said, you know, fill it in even better than I can. But, I mean, you know, we put you on a preparatory phase in the beginning where we, you know, started getting your downstream detox pathways working again, some of your cellular pathways working. I don't know if you felt any better at all during that time. But then we went into the body phase where we actually started bringing out the metals. Talk a little bit about that, how you felt during that, what happened.
At first, it was definitely a different – feeling, trying to get used to the whole process and how it works and the scheduling. But once we, you know, I got comfortable, it just came natural. You know, it was the first couple, two, three cycles. I was trying to get a feel for how this was working and how my body was reacting to it, my mind. And first, you know, it was a little tough. But like I said, gradually things got better and better. And I did notice each week or each phase that I did get a little bit better. So
there hasn't, when he started the treatments at first, he did, I was contacting you through Voxer probably daily because the symptoms or reactions he was having to what he was doing at first, you know, were causing Herxheimer's and all these things are happening. And, we didn't know how to lessen. It almost like at first it almost kind of maybe feels worse. Before it gets better. And then it is a lot of,
It's good to have her here because for that first, you know, I would say 2-3 months, it was kind of a blur. I only remember certain things because mentally I was so affected also. It was great to have her there because she kind of knows the facts of what happened.
You're a blessed man because, you know, you had someone like Brooke who I was able to, you know, to really, you know, tell her, you've got to tell him this. It's going to be okay. Because I know, man, when you start using real, like, detox that's real, I mean, you're going to stir it up. And oftentimes you get worse before you get better. And I knew it was happening. I knew that once we started pulling the metals out that have really just started bioaccumulating in your nerve tissue, and that was driving your anxiety, your sleeplessness, that out would come the line. And then eventually we had to start knocking the line back. And, you know, I don't recall. I mean, how did that go? Did that, you know, kind of remind me, Brooke, you can remind us of how that went. Because we started with a body phase and, I remember some symptoms occurring. How did the line go?
So which of the treatments were the ones that we were using to target the Lymes, you know?
Yeah, that's the things, like, I don't know exactly what we started with, but we were using some natural, you know, antimicrobials.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
It was cemento, olive leaf, silver.
Colloidal silver, yeah.
Right. And then a couple other different ones that I've been rotating.
Yeah.
That's an important point for our viewers. You have to rotate them because the bacteria are so smart that you would get used to them, remember? And then you would start another one and you would have a die-off occurring. So the magic is switching them around. Go ahead, Brooke, you were gonna say something.
Well, he's done a really good job of keeping notes when he's doing any certain treatment. He'll say what he feels like on day one, you know, if he thinks that there might be any symptoms. I noticed some of them, you know, will give him more of a, like an up, his system will be like more upregulated when he does some of the treatments. Which is like, okay, everybody stay away from dad for a couple days because he's doing this treatment. Or don't, you know, and he's aware of it. And so he's trying to, but it is really hard when your body's going through all these different things all the time. And, you know, you have to go through it, but how do you deal with it? We're lucky enough that we've been, you know, organized, we've kept notes. We know what things might cause these reactions now. But at first going through it, some of it was kind of scary. And it was nice to have you there to contact, to say, you know, is this normal? Is this what's supposed to be happening? And, you know, being reassured that, yeah, we're on the right path, even though, you know, at that moment it feels like something's going wrong, but it's really not. It's just, it's the body's way of getting everything out and healing and, you know.
Well, you know, one of the things is it's a learning process, right? I told you all this, you know, it's, the worst thing I could have done is just treat you, right? I mean, I always say I don't treat anybody. It's coaching because I had to get you to understand what a body phase looked like, how to do it yourself. And you did, y'all learned it really well, you know, and then we moved into the brain phase, you know, eventually, but also how it was for you all, it was really more complicated than most because of the lime and the heavy metals. We had to figure out, if you remember, when to do the Lyme cycles with the heavy metal cycles. it's different for everybody, right? So it's always this learning process, but you learned, right? It's like, you know, when you pull a metal, and then if you pull, start pulling metals out, then the lime came and you felt worse off cycle. And, you know, it's this juggling that we learn together. But ultimately right now, you could teach people how to do true heavy metal detox. You could teach people how to do lime detox. So really it is about educating you all. Why? Because it takes years, not months, you know, it really does.
Y'all
have been great students, you know, honestly.
Yeah, but, you have to want to learn about your own health so that you can, because at first I had to make charts for him of do this at this time and this time. But then now at this point, he's totally taken over it himself. He knows, you know, this is what I need to do right now. He can tell by his body's reaction at times, you know, I need to do a Rife treatment right now, or I need to do this right now. Yeah. Even if it's not the schedule, it's what body needs.
Right. And what's great about this whole process of learning is not only do you recognize your own body and mind and how it works and what works for it, but other people you can help as well. That are just seeing, you know, currently seeing regular doctors, things they may not know.
Yeah.
That is what I'm happy and excited to do also, is help other people.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, you know, and you get educated through the process, but that's the thing, is now you're empowered. You know, you just didn't show up for treatments. You know, one of the things, Meredith, right, I'm always telling the doctors, you know, that I coach, you know, everyone always wants the protocol. So what's the protocol for Lyme? What's the protocol for Lyme and heavy metals? It's different for everybody, and you said something, Justin, you know, it's like you learn the rules, but then you learn the, you know, when to do things. You just can't just have a protocol, do a Lyme cycle, do a heavy metal cycle, do them both. It's a little different for everybody, and it's different as things change and go on. So, you know, that's why you have to equip the person, you know, the client, to understand these things. You know, now, you know, you know what to do when certain symptoms arise.
You listen to your own body, and you know the things that are working. You keep doing those, and things that don't work, you know, maybe just lay off them for a while and focus on the things that are working and continue to rotate. And that seemed to work real well for me.
Yeah. Well, it works for everybody. The body gets used to things, number one, you know, and you have the cycles and when to cycle, it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people, as soon as they stop a cycle, the bottom falls out. Some people, when they start a cycle, they start getting symptoms, and there's tricks for every one of those. But if you don't learn it, then, you know, you're subject to, you know, having to be, you know, really under the doctor's care forever, you know, when the goal isn't the teaching process, right?
So, right.
It's very scary to some people that in traditional medicine, you're used to, this is what you're going to take at this time, and then this is how you might feel. But in this process, you don't have any real, like you said, it's always a learning curve. And I think a lot of people, and myself included at first, are like, well, I want to know what's going to happen, and I want to know what to expect, and I want to know what time it's supposed to do this. But that's been exactly the opposite of how we've done this. And it's been, you know, it's worked way better than traditional anything would have ever worked. So you just have to really pray about it and follow through and be in tune with what you're doing in your body, and have somebody like you that's there to guide you through.
Yeah. I've experienced so many of these cases, you know, and there's so many people who Lyme, just trying to knock the Lyme down and not deal with the heavy metals. Doesn't work like that. Tell, you know, because people are watching, you know, they're like, well, you know, this is my problem. You know, what was that like, Justin? I mean, talk about, in Brooke, maybe you remember better than me, but, you know, when you would do a metal cycle, you know, what ended up working better for you more often, doing Lyme and heavy metals together or alternating? Talk about some of that, what you learned through that.
For me, just doing them individually at first to kind of see how you would react, how your body would react in your mind, and getting used to that process. And then once you understood that, moving on to the combination of the two. And so it really depends on the timing of when you're going to do the treatments. And I guess the main thing is, you know, once your body gets comfortable with it, your mind kind of understand what you're going to go through and plan according to that. That's kind of how I did things and it worked for me in that part of it.
It's amazing because I'm just reading some of my notes. It says, just to give people, you know, an idea of how this can change. At this point, your digestion was better. You were able to eat most foods, other foods. Before, you were subject to only eating very few foods. You still had pressure in the brain, band around the head, affects eyesight, but the head in your head feels heavy. Some light, left side neurological stuff was much better at this point. Okay, so a lot of those neurological things. However, it says each cycle you were getting better, but your on cycles, you had more energy, but you were more agitated and irritable. Brooke, you probably remember. Your off cycles were more relaxed, but you didn't have as much energy. It's so funny as I'm reading this. It's like, yeah, I can remember when I was going through it. Sleep is worse on the on cycle. You see, so, I mean, just showing people that changes, right? Now it's probably completely different, right? I mean, you know, the on cycles versus the off cycles.
During that time, it was kind of like a catch-22. It's kind of like, well, you're going to have, this is going to be better and this is going to be worse or vice versa. And now you're to the point where everything's balanced and it's, like I said, it's a complete miracle. I look back and it seems like it was a completely different time, almost like I wasn't even there, but I was.
Yeah.
That's how bad I was at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then, you know, I love reading back like that. So, and then this was a visit after that, a month or so later. Symptoms are getting less and less with each cycle, all in all. Can eat more foods now even than before. You know, metal cycles are going well. Brain issues are getting less and less. Left side of the paint, the left side stuff is gone. All symptoms are less. All neurological stuff is better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I just see that the progression with each, you know, cycle. You know, just dealing, you know, knocking, killing the lime. And as we pulled the metals out, that lime was, you know, brought out and we were killing it. And, you know, just amazing, you know, reading that.
For me, what was great was just going forward, knowing I was going forward instead of going backward. And that really helped. Even with the first, you know, 2-3 treatments, I knew I was getting even a little bit better. And that's all I cared about, just moving forward.
Yeah, yeah. So when you started the brain phase, you know, that's for those watching, that's a phase where we go deeper. So we started with a prep phase. We just prepare the cells and the downstream pathways, knowing that we're going into detox. And then we went into a body phase for 3 or 4 months where our goal is just to clear extracellular stuff, all the toxins, kind of setting the stage for really the brain phase. And so going into the brain phase, did it shake things up at all? Did things get better?
The brain phase at first, that was kind of tough as well, just getting used to it and how I was going to feel mentally and physically. But over time, it did get, you know, things got better. And I did feel a huge difference, you know, each treatment. Once again, it was after each treatment, after I came off it the first couple days. I think for me, when I came off these cycles, for whatever reason, for the first day or 2 days, I would get more symptoms physically and mentally for whatever reason. And maybe you can talk about that. But after that, I felt much better.
Absolutely. What you just described eventually happens. When people first start, most people have more symptoms on a cycle, right? And then eventually what you just said happens. When you stop a cycle a couple days later, you start to get the stuff starts to come from that deeper, from higher concentration to lower, and you stop the cycle and it still continues to come. So I taught you strategies for that. You know, I mean, you know, we're just things that we do and to, you know, really mitigate that problem. So you can smoothly continue in, you know, next cycle. Yeah. And it works and you learn the process. You know, we teach a multi-therapeutic approach, right? Meaning that the detox is just one of the things that we do. We have to get upstream. However, the diet also played a critical role. You learn how to fast. You learn how to intermittent fast. You learned about ketosis. Talk a little bit about that.
The diet was a big thing to me, and basically cutting out all sugar was a big thing, and just going to an all organic diet, whole foods diet, is one thing that really dramatically helped. Just drinking water, and then trying to get exercise, even if it was light exercise. These are all things that greatly benefited me.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about now you intermittent fast daily. How many hours do you go before your first meal? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for the fasting part of it, a typical day would be I would skip breakfast and lunch. I would eat dinner and then not eat, for another 16 to 18 hours from that point. And things got a lot better with my digestive system from doing that. Mm-hmm. And mentally too, as well. Mm-hmm. Just from the fasting part of it, I didn't notice mentally I was feeling better. Just from the fasting in between.
Yeah. Have you noticed fasts or any longer fasts?
There was a couple fasts that I did that were quite a bit longer. and that was when I was, on a different path, thinking I only had SIBO at the time. At that time, I was doing like 3 or 4 day fast.
Yeah, when you have SIBO, not eating is the greatest solution in the world, isn't it?
I literally didn't
eat for a month.
I was so bad that I got to the point, if you can believe this, where I didn't even want to eat because I felt like if I were to eat, the symptoms would come back. And that's how bad I felt mentally at this point. Mm-hmm.
But I hope people see that too. Fasting has tremendous benefits for the gut, but even the daily intermittent fasting, right? I mean, it really down-regulates inflammation, turns off bad genes. Again, it's when we put this all together, learning how to fast, utilize these intermittent fasts, diet variation, we put all this stuff together, and, that's the magic. I mean, my gosh, I mean, you couldn't even imagine. You could even work, let alone now you can go to work and not eat and have plenty of energy.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
And feel better.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's complete 360 degree turn. I mean, everything is completely different. It's much better in every way, mentally, physically. And I look back and it's like somebody took a switch that had been off for 3-4 years and they turned it on and I'm living life again. So, I mean, it is a miracle. Miracle of God and to you once again for this turnaround.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it. People learn in the story. There's so many people out there watching this that, they're either, been diagnosed with Lyme's or haven't. They did the wrong test. Trust me, people just learned that there's possibly another test. People just learned that really most people with chronic Lyme, you have to deal with the heavy metals. People just learned that the site you can't just be put on a protocol. You have to learn it because it is different for everybody. Even the doses. I mean, you remember that? I mean, we had to dial in. I mean, everything was changed when you started things. I mean, I wish it were so easy with one protocol.
There's always a range for everything. So
yeah, I found it better to start with the smallest amount and work my way up, which did help a lot.
Because you don't know how you're going to react to something at first. So obviously starting lower on the on the dose is helpful.
Plus the fact that I was sensitive to everything else.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I started low and then worked my way up there.
Yeah. Well, you taught a lot of people a lot of lessons. Believe me, a lot of gems in here. So Meredith, is any other learning moments for our viewers and our listeners that you gathered?
Was that for me or is that for Justin? I don't know.
Anybody. I want people to learn from it. That's why we do.
I wanted to say a couple different things here of symptom relief. that's something that I'm not sure it's talked enough about during the process of the symptoms that you have to deal with. A couple things that helped me.
Yeah, talk about it. Great.
Yeah, a couple things that helped me. One was actually essential oils. For instance, if I were to have these migraines and headaches that were seemed pretty much constant, I would take peppermint and put them in certain areas, you know, behind my ears, temples, on your the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, that was kind of like my lifeline.
Yeah. To be honest.
As far as synthetic.
The CBD oil was another big one for you too. I'm just reading back my notes.
The right, CBD oil dial, was the one that helped at the beginning of the phase when I was going through the amalgam removal in that part of it. Yeah. Also, you know, personally, what gave me strength every day was just reading God's word. Different verses in the Bible, and that's what kept me going mm-hmm. in my relationship with the Lord.
No doubt. Right. And that good wife that the Lord gave you sitting to your right.
And I'm pretty sure that the massages that he got were
great.
Helpful
that
on the days he didn't feel good too. So
see how she heard that, you know, because we were giving. I'll tell you, she's a superhero right there, man. I don't, you know, you are, Brooke. I mean, amazing. Wow. And I told you that through that process. Far infrared sauna was something that I know that you utilize too at times, right?
Yep, and the oxygen, the live O2 oxygen right. that she does has helped a lot with, you know, with the detox, just getting that fresh oxygen in him while he's doing just a brisk walk on the treadmill for 5-10 minutes a day on the really bad days. Seemed like it really kind of, you know, would give him a little bit of a pep back when he was just dragging.
Yeah, right. I know. And let me just mention some other things. Coffee enemas, Epsom salt baths, right? I mean, so I'm just, these
oh,
are
yeah.
things that you did, right?
Yes. The bath was a lifesaver as well, the magnesium sulfate bath. That it seemed like I would take those at least once a day, and that seemed to help with the muscle and bone soreness that I had.
Which lime causes so much of that.
Right. Yep. And the nerve pain. I mean, that helped. The magnesium baths help with all that.
Yep.
In the far infrared sauna and the magnesium bath keep things moving out of those, you know, tissues. It just opens up another detox pathway, as well as coffee enemas. Kind of, they knock it out of the liver so we don't back up there. You know, in
right.
that, isn't this the magic? It's what I call what true detox is, right? We got your cell working. Which starts now, the cell starts to move toxins out. We got the function up. We use true binders in and around the cell, right? The cytodetox, et cetera. I mean, you know how to use all these things now. Eventually, we added the fat soluble ALA that goes into the brain deeper, into the tissue. That's the brain phase. And then we kept the liver and the gut opened up and moving these things through and using coffee and infrared saunas kept the stuff moving out. But I mean, you know, and then these Lyme cycles, killing the Lyme. I hope we made it clear for people. And again, it's different for everyone. So I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but I'm trying to give our viewers, you know, a really good understanding of what it takes, right? And I hope I've done that. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Any other shares? And if not, we are just so grateful to have you. I'll tell you.
No, that was great. Once again, thank you very much for everything you've done. And I appreciate it.
Now, listen, it's not about me. It's about bringing a message. You know, I'm thankful that we have a few hundred doctors trained in these types of protocols because, you know, it works. It's real. It's not easy, but it is real. And if I believe that if the doctor goes with the approach of educating the person and not treating them, that is the magic. You know, that is mm-hmm. the magic because, hey, you've got some years to go yet. You know, I don't know if we saw this picture, but let's see if we can see it. This emaciated man over here was you.
Yeah.
And by the way, that emaciated man, you dated it for me. It was August 2015. I mean, there you are just trying to be a dad. You know what? And I remember because, you know, there was a time when I saw this, and I don't remember if it was when you first sent it to me, Brooke, or later, but I literally cried because I remember that. I remember trying to be a dad. I remember trying to be normal. And I remember failing miserably, man. You know, and I'll tell you, that picture just, it just strikes me because I didn't take that many pictures of me at that time, you know, because I just didn't want to. But, you know, it was just so hard, isn't it? Man, just, I mean, trying to be a normal husband, trying to be dad, not providing.
Yeah, that was kind of the, you know, the emotional part of it. The hardest part was not just knowing I wasn't going to be here, but being here for my wife and my children and other people that I help, that I could not deal with. So that's what really kept me going forward. And thank you for that.
Yeah, he tried to remain positive through the whole process. I mean, I really don't think anybody else in my life that would be able to handle it the way that he did, with how much constant pain and suffering he was going through, is just such a testament to his personality and the loving, kind person that he is. But, you know, I'm just, for the people that are going through that feel like there's no hope and that it's the end of them, there really is hope. You just have to hold on and you just have to fight, you know. You have to want to fight because right. You just have to dig down deep and just say, I'm going to get through this, because, I mean, otherwise it's really hard.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, look, we can end on that note. You know, I would never claim that we have every answer, but I know that we have some really unique answers in a multi-therapeutic approach, which is the answer to this epidemic. You know, Justin, what you went through, what I went through, and so many others, this is an epidemic, you know, and some people, you know, get hit harder than others, but in some aspect, this is happening to most people watching and listening. It's some aspect, you know, whether it's just a thyroid thing that they're dealing with, energy kill, I mean, you name it. But the problem is still the same. It's a neurotoxic issue of why people don't feel well today, man. And it's extreme cases like ours, you know, that really enable us to find the answers. So, you know, keep praying that God gives us more, I guess, is the theme there. So thanks again for being on, guys. I know people learn better in the story, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And Meredith, we'll wrap it up here just with a few other words, because I think that they did an amazing job of, you know, really teaching within their story, you know?
Yep, totally. And it all ties in, as you said, to the multi-therapeutic approach. Then that is the answer. It's never just one thing, but you hit it all. The cellular detox, the ancient healing, the supplementation strategically taken, it takes it all. It's not an easy answer.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Justin brought that up. He's like, yeah, let's look at some of the things along the way. I mean, you know, lithium orotate, I mean, really helped balance his brain out with some of, you know, he had major brain issues, you know, with battling the anxiety. The CBD he mentioned, and, you know, the essential oils he mentioned. You know, I mean, just there's just so many things, you know. But, you know, it's – I wish we had more answers, honestly. I mean, I pray for more and more answers all the time, because, you know, there's people that have been poisoned for so many years that it takes years, Meredith, not months. And how many times do I tell the doctors that, right? If we're not willing to educate, you know, our clients in this process, then you're not doing them any long-term good, because they have to learn to continue the process after they're done with you. You know, and it's a message that I can't shout loud enough, because it really is a failure of not just allopathic medicine. It's a failure of alternative medicine. Another failure that you heard is we're not going upstream. They had been to the Mayo Clinic, but then they went to all these great, amazing alternative doctors too. And it was just, they were all just dealing with food avoidance, right? Allergy testing, right? And avoiding foods. You know, trying to target SIBO in different ways, you know, in other things, right, to deal with the symptoms, whether it's the anxiety. And not that that's, you know, we definitely want to deal with the symptoms, but if you're not working upstream, forget it. You're never going to get a solution, a lasting solution anyway.
Yep. You hit the nail on the head. Yep. All about going upstream, our number one.
Yep, absolutely. And right there, boy, this was an episode filled with a lot of stuff, I know. So I hope people took a lot of notes.
Yeah, there's a lot to be taken. All right, well, thank you so much, Dr. Pompa. Thanks again, Brooke and Justin, for sharing your amazing story. I know you've given hope to so many. So take care, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.